So, was he in New York? You know, let's Google it.
Lou!
Rich!
All right!
Outstanding! How are you today?
Great, brother. Great, brother.
That is good.
Do you know it's the 25th edition of Lou Dickman Weekly?
You know, and as a result of our anniversary, it's the White Men Can Jump edition.
Of course, we're talking about Northern Iowa.
Northern Iowa, St. Mary's, yes.
March Madness. I'm telling you,
I've never seen so many white people on a court since the Boston Celtics in 1985.
You know, the whole thing is, it's the three-point shot strategy. That can beat a team under the that can dominate you under the boards. And that's the only sports analysis I'll ever do.
Okay, now who are you listening to? Dick Vitale this morning or something?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
I think they took it out of the Hoosiers movie.
Yes, they did.
No.
And remember the scene where they measure the basket in the Hoosiers movie.
So you're kind of like our version of DiNozzo on CSI.
I see. I have
related
no idea what that
movies.
Means. I'm sorry? What'd you say?
You can relate everything to movies.
Ah, very good. Is that on CSI, huh?
That's on CSI. No, NCIS. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I get my vowels mixed up. My
all
consonants,
right.
Whichever ones they are.
What's the difference between CSI and NCIS?
Mark Harmon and Billy Peterson, I think.
Very good. I thought Willie Peterson wasn't on that show anymore.
Well, I don't know. He's on the one on Spike.
All right.
Yeah, I'm 5 years behind, so he's still in there.
Is that your favorite channel, Lou? Spike?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. So, I had a discussion on Facebook this morning that I think we should do as a special event.
And now you have audio on Facebook?
No. You know, it was one of those threads on Facebook. You know, how people respond and just like... Well, let me explain. I asked the crowd out there to name their bad beers of their youth or whatever they've taken. Do you remember your bad beer, Lou?
Never met a one.
Seriously, you never met a beer that gags you?
Only when it's left out in the sun and we were too young to drink, so we didn't know better.
Well, that's what I said, warm Falstaff.
Ah, okay.
But I was thinking maybe we should have a bad beer Sunday where we have a taste off to see what is the absolute worst.
Well, I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
Why don't we just have a bad beer day here and people can drink the ice house that I don't think I've served in the 4 years I've been here.
Well, I mean, yes, a special on ice house and...
Let's drink that out of ice house, you know?
Speaking of white men, that was always called the white man's Colt 45, ice house.
Well, you know, pre-Billy D. Williams, Colt 45 used to have those great commercials.
Yes, oh yeah, the bull charging into the room.
No, that's the malt liquor bull from Schlitz.
Oh, I see, Schlitz malt liquor.
The Falstaff was the one where the guy would be sitting on a table in the common everyday places of life. You don't know what's going to be at you.
Right.
And then it might be the hockey pucks going through or the guys charging through.
Yes.
Yes. It was doot, 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 doot.
Right.
Yes, that was Colt 45. Yes, young Lou Dickman was a drinker of Colt 45. It was $1.65 a six-pack. Did you not be a drinker of Colt 45?
I was just saying that we used to have generic beer in the grocery store in Bloomington, and that was $1.59 a sixer.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but $1.65 for Colt 45, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, March Madness, are you mad, Lou?
Well, Villanova got eliminated.
Right.
And then as did one of the K teams got eliminated.
Right, right.
But I think it's going to be a good Sweet 16 match.
Very good.
You know, right now we got the other Big East team, Syracuse. You know, looks like they're handling Gonzaga okay.
All right.
And then we have a Battle of the Farmers coming up next.
Which is?
Cornell and Wisconsin.
I think they'd have a little thing to say about that at Cornell.
You know. That's way out there in farming country.
Yeah, but they're Ivy League, Lou. Ivy League.
Yeah, but they're Ivy League in the country.
Okay, your question of the week, Lou?
I'm all over like a cheap suit.
All right. Your favorite ball player of your youth, and what team did he play for?
Ball player as in baseball?
Yes.
Well, you know the team is the Boston Red Sox.
All right.
And you know it's got to be the left fielder.
Yes.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Yes.
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 And he had a decent hot dog with Hillshire Farm.
Give that catchphrase, Lou.
Outstanding day, folks.
All right, go Bears! This is the commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Home Brew. One sip of Lou and you know you've got bad beer. Every week at the Mutiny, 2428 Northwest Dunn Avenue, Chicago. Tell them Lou gave you bad beer.